All right, welcome to another episode of the New Sons of Liberty, where we always fight for your right to live happily and peacefully and not infringe on each other's rights.
Oh! Oh! Jack and Jill went up the hill, both with a buck and a quarter. Jill came back down with $2.50. She was a fucking whore. Oh!
Yeah. Fucking whores, man.
Yeah, man, there's a lot of them out there.
There's a lot of whores.
But I don't want to dive into that yet.
You're free to be whores, though.
You are free to be whores.
We'll fight for that freedom all day long.
All dog goddamn day. Yeah, we've been drinking. But that's how you know it's going to be a good podcast. Yay. But, all right, guys. So, I want to just give a shout out. We definitely noticed a big uptick in listeners. So I want to give a shout out to everyone who has been listening. Anyone who's been following the show from the beginning, thank you so much. You know, keep listening. You make us happy. We're just trying to have a fun time and have a good show. You know?
Yeah, thank you guys. We really appreciate it. And we hope you spread the word. And I mean, just I hope you guys are enjoying this.
Absolutely. And tell your friends if you have friends that like podcasts or they do a lot of driving, anything like that, something where they can just chill and listen to a podcast while they do, or they ride the train to work every day, anything like that, let them know. The new Sons of Liberty. We'll try our best to keep them entertained. Also, I feel like we forget to mention this a lot of the time, but we do have a Facebook and an Instagram page. On Instagram, I think on either, if you type in the New Sons of Liberty, we'll come up.
Yeah.
So just search New Sons of Liberty or New Sons of Liberty podcast, and it'll come up on either one of them. That way you guys can follow us. We do post on all of them. Anytime there's a new episode, we'll let you know on there, and just randomly we'll share some other posts and things like that. But yeah, so we just want to, again, thank you guys for listening. Follow and subscribe on any of our platforms, anything like that. And there was something else I was going to say. We are brought to you by Ballsy.
I was going to say, should we just do the Ballsy right
now?
Yeah,
go ahead, man.
All right, man. So, if you guys need some gifts, holiday season's coming up. You know, might know someone close to you that needs to keep the nuts fresh. Might make you a little more interested. Pretty good gift. Makes the nuts smell good. Keeps them nice and clean. It makes you feel fresh and clean all day. It's, you know, nice and relaxing and stuff. You're not itching at your nuts all the time.
Absolutely. You're wearing your sack spray right now, right?
Sack spray on.
Oh, yeah, man.
Spray on!
But yeah, man, it's good stuff. Like Sock was saying, you got the nut button body wash, as well.
It's just a great body wash overall,
too. Yeah, it's legit. Then you have the nut rub, which is effectively it's cologne in reality. That's what it is, and it really does. It smells good. It smells good, and it lasts for a while. So you know, what more can you ask for from a cologne?
Yeah.
And then the sack spray, which is, as far as I've come to understand it, it's basically like a deodorant. And it does smell good. It does smell good.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Definitely, if you're looking to get your boyfriend or if you're looking to get yourself a nice gift, at checkout, use code word LIBERTY for 15% off on your purchase, and you guys can get some wonderful body wash and all that good stuff.
Hey, you can get your guy friends it, too, or you can reach out to your dad and be like, hey, Dad, you get some old hairy nuts, smelly nuts. Here you go.
Old man balls.
Some old man balls. I can smell them old man balls across the room, Dad.
You can, man. And they got them saggy-ass balls. I mean, you know all about that. So, fucking Socko's 25.
Here we go.
25. And so he has a nickname, Long Ball Socko, because one, you know what? You tell the story. Go ahead and tell the story. Why did this nickname come up? Right. Long Ball Socko.
We're taking a ride home from some sport in the late bus and in high school, and we must have been talking about ball bags or something, or taking shits, either one. And I was like, you guys ever taken a shit and you got a wipe and you realize you shit on your nuts? And no one agreed with me, and I was like,
he said it, and we were all like, wait, did he just say he shits on his balls? And then we realized from that little bit of information, we were like, Socko must have some long ass balls. So ever since that moment, he's been Long Balls Socko.
Yep. So to all you podcast listeners, it's probably going to stick now. So,
yeah, you guys listen to long balls?
Like shit to your nuts. But,
the fuck? What even brought this up? What just brought that up?
Ballsy.
Oh, Ballsy, okay. Yeah. Alright.
But my nuts are fresh because of Ballsy.
They are now. Alright.
But I keep my nuts clean. Gotta use them wipes. Yeah. Use them baby wipes,
dude,
you know?
Yo, this isn't a joke. You wipe your ass with baby wipes?
They're great.
Once you start wiping your ass with baby wipes, there's no reason to ever use toilet paper ever again.
Oh, it's so much better. You'll never feel as clean, yeah?
You're 10 times cleaner with baby wipes.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Like, unbelievable. Yeah. After you use baby wipes, there's no reason to ever use toilet paper ever again. Ever.
Yeah. Maybe if you want a nice dry in there or something like that. But that's it.
But maybe after the baby wipes, then you hit it with toilet
exactly.
paper.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But that's it, man. Like, fuck normal. Fuck just using toilet paper. This is the new generation.
We have technology. Wet wipes for your bum.
Yay. But, so, today, we are drinking a new beer that Socko found. And Socko, why don't you tell these folks a little something about this beer?
So, tried this beer and a bunch of other their beers at a tasting, and it's called Glutenberg, and I got their stout, and it's a gluten-free beer, hence Glutenberg, and it's made with millet and buckwheat instead of just barley and or a wheat beer would be made with wheat itself, but it's very good. Has a great stout flavor, and you can drink a lot of them without feeling super full or like feeling like your stomach's filling up because you just literally drank a loaf of bread because there's no barley or wheat in there or anything like that. So yeah, what do you think?
Well, I just had my first sip of it, and I'm not gonna lie, it's pretty damn good for a stout.
Yeah,
like it's been a while since I've had a stout too. The last stout I had was up in Maine. I was at Sunday River Brewing Company, I believe is the name. Sunday River Brewing Company or Sunday River Brew House. And it's a bar and grill that does breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And it's also a brewery. And so they have, what was it, like the Maine Black Bear Stout. And it was really dark, like super heavy, but it was really good.
Yeah,
excellent beer. But definitely something you'd sip, you know what I mean?
Right,
like it's not a let's get hammered on Black Bear Stout.
No, you enjoy it,
die. Yeah. Like, yeah. But no, this is excellent. So, the Glutenberg Stout, huh?
Yeah, and there's other Glutenberg stuff too. That I gave a shot, and they're real good.
And also, Socko showed me this, and I didn't realize. This is a Massachusetts local beer.
Yeah.
This comes from Bellingham, Mass, right? Is that what it was?
Okay. Yep. So it's not brewed in Bellingham, but they're imported by, let's say, Massachusetts Beverage Alliance, LLC, from Bellingham. So it's brewed in...
Oh, it's brewed in Canada.
And bottled in Canada.
Quebec. Montreal.
Yeah.
All
right. Yeah, there's three locations in Canada there, so...
But no, it's good, man. Happy to have a new beer. It's been a while since we've done a beer review.
Yeah. And I might start getting into these, too, just because, like, without the gluten, it's healthier for you. You know what I mean?
And is it? I don't know.
It is. Because you're not... I mean, beer is essentially liquid bread. This isn't liquid bread. You know what I mean?
It's maybe like, that's why beer is so good.
Yeah. That might be why
beer is so good. I love bread.
Right?
Bread's the best.
Bread's amazing. I also heard recently that if you're eating like a fermented bread, like an Italian bread or like a, those wheat herb breads or something like that.
Yeah.
That's better for you than just like a plain white bread.
Oh yeah, white bread's trash.
Like,
it's all sugar.
Which I didn't realize Italian bread's white bread, but it's like, it's much better for you than just a white bread from the store.
Absolutely.
Like
absolutely. Oof. All right, so we got a bunch of stuff that we can dive into.
Yeah, why don't you inform me? Because I feel uninformed by some of our topics that you mentioned.
I wanted to talk about what we talked about last time, but dive into it a little bit more, just with the current events involving it, is the fight for freedom in Hong Kong against the communist Chinese. I feel like we're in the 70s.
Right?
With that
Isn't
sentence.
That crazy?
Like, what the fuck? But they held elections in Hong Kong yesterday, I believe, and almost, not all, but like something like 80% of the pro-Beijing seats in Hong Kong's parliament flipped to pro-democracy seats. Like, tons of people got elected who don't want Hong Kong being messed with by China, which is huge. But I mean, it's knowing China, I mean, who the hell, they're not going to respect that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I doubt they respect that.
But it's a big deal. Like, it's still a big deal
for them.
It shows you have proof that it's like, these people want to be independent. They want to be independent. They do not want Beijing in charge of them.
No.
Which I think is huge. And I thought it was wicked interesting.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I was happy for
them. I hope they... I mean, they got to stick with it. I mean, I hope they never stop. They got to stick with it and go for the independence that they're looking for. Get separated from frickin' China, man. Fuck that shit.
Fuck China. Jesus.
You know there's going to be, because of that, in the upcoming months, there's going to be so much corrupt shit that's going to happen with, like, some of those elected officials are going to get killed.
Oh, yeah. Without a doubt. Without doubt. 100%.
And I hope they're true patriots and they're willing to sit there and do what they need to do to, you know.
I certainly hope so.
Yeah.
So, another Democratic debate came and went. What did you think? Because I know I only watched a bit of it. I just watched
the highlights that I wanted to see for the most part. I probably should have watched Warren, but I hate listening to her talk, so I didn't watch any of her highlights or anything like that. I heard Biden was terrible.
He's awful. Losing. Dude, he's losing his mind.
I feel for him, man. I feel bad for him. He's just an old guy. And
I do, too.
Someone should tell him to drop out of the race. It's just not healthy for him anymore.
That's my thing. I'm like, somebody who actually cares about him needs to be like, listen, Joe, you can't do this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're making yourself look bad. Like, because before this race, what was everyone's perception of Joe Biden? People liked him.
People liked him. I mean, he was a former vice president.
Yeah, and he was funny, and he was charismatic, and he was a good vice president. But now he's becoming a joke. Like, he's just an old man. Like, he loses his train of thought all the time. And I remember one or two debates ago, his dentures got messed up. Did you catch that?
No, I didn't.
His dentures got a little messed up, and you could hear it in the way he was speaking.
Yeah.
Because it sounded like he had something in his mouth, because his dentures came out. Like, they came out in his mouth.
Yeah,
so he had to adjust.
It's sad when that happens, man. It's just like...
And I'm like, Joe, like, oh my God, did you hear what he said about domestic violence?
No, I didn't. So, is this bad?
So, the question was something about domestic violence, and Biden was like, we have to keep punching at it and punching at it until we can defeat it. That's all we can do is keep hitting at it and keep punching away at it.
I'm on board, Joe. I'm about it.
Oh, my God.
I'm about it. Fight back.
And, like, the audience laughed at him. And it's like, dude.
I don't think he knew what he was talking about either.
I'm just like, Jesus Christ. I know your girl, Kamala's collapsing. Yo, you hate her.
I hate her so much.
I feel like you hate her more than Liz Warren.
Oh, definitely.
Really?
Yeah.
Actually, absolutely. I might hate her more, too.
She's... like... I feel like more so for her than she wants to, like, whatever her good policies are that she thinks are going to help people and stuff like that, more so than that she wants to do that, she wants to get in office, and she, as she said, she's going to be a persecutor president. She literally said that. Those were her words. Yeah. And she wants to fucking rain fire down on whoever she thinks is a bad person or doesn't follow her beliefs politically. You know what I mean?
She's literally like already showcasing that she's a tyrant in the making.
Yeah, and that, I don't know, she just seems like a terrible leader, and she's a negative person.
Yeah, she is. Oh, my God. Talk about negative energy every time she talks.
Yeah.
Ugh. What do you think about... So, Mayor Pete has been rising in the polls. I don't know. Are you aware of this?
Yeah, yeah.
He's been going up.
He's been shooting up a lot.
In the polls. Like, people are starting to really like him.
See,
what do you think about the fact that, as of right now, he's polling at 0% among black Americans?
So... I looked into this too, and I,
did we talk about this?
No, we didn't. I heard about this, and I was like, "This is bullshit." And I was like, "So black people don't like him strictly because he's white? Is that and he doesn't?
Is that what you think it is?
And he's that, and he's from Indiana. So it's like." It's a red state, for the most part, right?
I don't know.
It's a split.
I don't think you think that's why he has 0% with blacks.
Why do you think he has 0%?
I'm gonna be straight. I think it's because he's gay.
Oh, so you think blacks don't like gay people?
I think the African American community is not very friendly to gay Americans. And I don't mean that as a shot. People are going to hear me like, oh my God. It's not, no, I'm not saying, but like, and I think it's because of a couple things. One, a lot of black Americans are very religious. Black Americans on average tend to be very religious.
That's true.
So I think that right there creates a problem for them with Buttigieg. On top of that, when you look at black people in America, they've always been a marginalized community. Always. And they still are. People can act all they want like, oh, no, they're not a minority. No, they are. They're still a minority people. It's right. Still a marginalized community. I mean, do you look at the amount of black people who are in prison because of fucking smoking weed?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? Like, hold on one second. Just finishing that point. Feeling like a marginalized community, I think a lot of black people culturally have this idea of they're already the odd man out in society. So I think they view being gay as just another thing, as being like, we're already singled out because we're black. So I think, you know, do you know what I'm saying?
Yes. Yeah.
Like, so I think they view it as another negative. I'm not saying that like black people hate gays. That's all I'm saying at all. But, like, I think culturally, I think there's more of a stigma with being gay in the African-American community than with white Americans.
I could see that for at least part of the voters that are in there. That could be part of it.
I think that's why he has zero. This isn't a joke. I think he is polling at zero because he is gay.
That could definitely be part of it. I don't know. I didn't actually think about that when I heard it, because I think I heard it as part of it, watching the debate, and it was on either MSNBC or CNN or something like that. And they just posed it as he's white, so that's why he's not getting black support. And like, I was like, that's...
I don't think that's it at all.
No, I'm sure that's not it. That's not all there is to it, but I was like, that's racism? That was...
Well, yeah, that's straight up. So basically, MSNBC and CNN are saying that black people are racist. All black people are racist is what they're arguing. Which I think is fucking bullshit.
Yeah.
It's not true at all.
No, it's not
true. Black people aren't any more racist than white people or Asians
or anybody. You can't like, to generalize an entire fucking ethnic group is racism. You can't say that. Like, oh, I hate him because he's white. Like, what? I hate him because he's skin color.
Hold on. So he's, so when I was, like, looking at his polls are rising and stuff like that, and it's like, I mean, I'm happy his polls are rising. He's way better than Warren, from my perspective, but,
I think the only two respectable candidates at all for the Democrats are Tulsi Gabbard and Pete Buttigieg.
I like both of them, you know, and,
I like them as human beings. I don't like them as politicians. No,
and there's a lot of stuff I don't like about Pete because he just... He goes along with most of the stuff that the DNC goes along with. He follows their narrative.
Follows, he follows the party line.
Yes. And I like that Tulsi has her own views, and she's like, no, I'm a Democrat. Like... by my views, these are the majority of my views put me in this party, and this is what I've always been, so I'm a Democrat, but I have views outside of the party too. It shouldn't be set in stone. I don't have to do everything that you say I have to follow. But yeah, I don't know.
I think,
But I think the biggest thing working against him isn't that he, I mean, from my perspective anyway, is that he's just a mayor.
Right, right. And that,
yeah, like, and I think we said this before, that a mayor's never been elected president before.
Well, no mayor's ever been elected president. But let me ask you this. In all honesty, would you trust a mayor, who would you trust more to lead the United States? A mayor or a senator?
Well, I guess a mayor.
I trust a mayor more.
Just because he's closer to the people.
Well, he's closer to the people. He also, when you think, he is the executive.
Right.
Of his town.
Right.
He's the president of whatever town or city he's in.
Senators don't really deal with the people at all.
They're not at all. Yeah. Senators don't, like, this is something, people always flip out, like, I read something today that it was like, why does California, that has such a huge population, only have two senators? When Wyoming has a population of, like, what is it, like 600,000 people or something total? Yeah. And they have the same amount of senators. And I was like, because the senators don't represent the people. They represent the state. The House of Representatives represents the people. That's why California has a ton of representatives. Mm-hmm. California, by far, has the most representatives in the House.
Yeah.
That's the point. That's why our government was set up very, very well. It's very well organized because of the Founding Fathers.
Yeah.
They did a great job.
It's fantastic.
Figuring out how to make it so that it represents. I think one of the biggest problems is that the Senate is now elected by popular vote. Because you know it didn't used to be like that, right? We didn't used to vote for the senators.
Huh.
And it's relatively recent.
Oh, no, I do know that.
Senators used to be voted for by, I'm trying to remember exactly, but it was by the, like, for example, Massachusetts. The senators from Massachusetts would be elected by the representatives of Massachusetts. So, like, the Massachusetts state government would elect their representatives to go to the federal Senate.
Yeah.
Which, honestly, I think makes sense. Like, I really do.
Yeah.
Why is the Senate elected by popular vote? Like, I don't know. Like, they're not the representatives of the people. The House of Representatives is the representatives of the people. Right, that's Congress. The whole point.
Yeah.
Like, and that's the thing. It's like, it's not like the Senate can do anything without the consent of the House.
No.
Literally, it's not the way it works. The House passes a bill first, then it goes to the Senate.
Yeah.
And if the Senate passes it, it goes to the president.
Yeah.
So people put way too much stock in senators. Senators are not that important. No. The House of Representatives is way more important.
Oh, yeah.
They're way more in line.
They're on the ground level with
you. Yeah, they legitimately represent their people. Like, how many... You have your phone on you?
Yeah.
How many representatives does Massachusetts have? And what is it?
It's a bunch.
This is going to embarrass me. What is it, 492?
Just real quick before we do that. I looked up where Mayor Pete is mayor of South Bend.
South Bend, Indiana. Yep.
I just looked up the population count in that area. And that shouldn't affect him in any way because it's like 63% white and like 26% black, which is probably normal for a bunch of cities. It might be a little under because it's a smaller city or something like that. But like that's still twice, if you take the population of the United States, that's still double the population of in percentage of
Oh, yeah, because the population of African Americans in the United States is something like 13%.
It's 30%, yeah.
Yeah. Like, so he runs a city that has twice the average of minority population. Right. And it's like,
exactly.
Yeah. He understands how to deal with different ethnic groups and stuff.
Yes.
He's not an idiot. Like,
yeah.
So I also just, I look at, like, when I listen to isn't it funny that he has that nickname now?
Mayor Pete. Mayor Pete, yeah.
I don't know. I don't think he's a scumbag. Like, when I listen to him talk, I'm not like, oh, this dude's a piece of shit. When I listen to Liz Warren or Kamala Harris or Tom Steyer or fucking even Andrew Yang, dude, he's a fucking psychopath. We have some friends that really like him, and I'm like, yo,
I don't think Yang's a psychopath. I think
he is. I think politically. I don't think personally he's a psychopath,
I think
he's a nutcase.
I think he believes in what he, you know, what he sees is that's going to fix the country, and that's what he sees, you know what I mean?
Well, I understand that, but, like,
I think he's genuine. I don't think he's scum.
I think he's genuine, but it's the same with Bernie Sanders. I think he's fucking insane. I think he's genuine, but I think he's insane.
Yeah.
Like, Andrew Yang is the ultimate statist. Are you fucking kidding me? He literally wants the American citizens to be on, anyone to be on the dole of the government. He wants the American people to be enslaved to the United States government.
Yeah.
And whether or not he consciously is aware of that, it's like,
he doesn't see it that way, even if he could recognizes what we're saying, he wouldn't view it like that. He would never pose it like that. But that's basically what it is.
He wants everyone to be reliant on the government for their income.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, this is America. The whole idea is for people to be free to make their own choices and be independent of the government.
Yes.
Like, Jesus.
How many representatives?
How many reps does Mass have? I feel I should know this stuff. But hey, that's what we're here for, man. That's the point of the show, is to confirm stuff and make sure we're not idiots. How many we got?
160.
Wait. Are you?
Massachusetts House of Representatives.
No. That's the Massachusetts House of Representatives.
Oh.
I'm talking about how many representatives does Massachusetts have in the federal House of Representatives. I was going to say, I was like, there's no fucking way Massachusetts has 160 people in the House. Like, I was like, holy Jesus. Like,
Jeffrey, I mean, what are you typing in there?
How reps does...
Oh, I missed how many.
How many? I'll let you guys know that Soccer's struggling to type sentences right now.
Hey, relax. Have in Congress, will that work?
In Congress.
Okay. So 9.
Okay, so Massachusetts has 9 seats in the House of Representatives.
Yeah.
And how many does California have? Because California has a population of what, like 25 million people or something like that? Or like 30 million? But California's massive.
Yeah.
So Massachusetts, which has a population of around 8 million, I think, has 9 representatives in the House. In California...
53.
California is 53. That's why fucking this idea that, like, how come California isn't represented as much as, like, other stuff? I'm like, they're way more represented. Are you fucking kidding me? They have an equal representation. Yeah. It's fair. Like,
population and size of state.
Yeah, that's like the point. That's the whole point of the House of Representatives, is to represent the people. Like... Jesus. And you know what's funny? No one's even close to that. The next big one, probably Texas.
Probably Texas. You want to look it up? I bet you in the 40s.
So what was it, 52?
53
for California. And Texas has... They must have a pretty good amount, because Texas is big. They get a lot of people.
Oh, that's their Texas house. Hold on.
Because, I mean, Texas and California really are the two powerhouse states that can control a lot of what happens in the country. Speaking of Texas, I got to get back down there, man.
I want to go.
It's awesome. Go to Dallas. The chance, Dallas is phenomenal. Great, great city.
Well, I'm going to pull up. I bet you it has it by state on Wikipedia. I can just pull it
probably up. Yeah, U.S. Congress, it probably breaks down how many.
Okay.
You got it?
Yes. Right now, there's 53 Republican and 45 Democrat and 2 independent.
Mm-hmm. And 4 vacant. Not quite sure how the fuck that works.
But I don't understand that at all. Like,
what the hell?
Let's see. Overview.
Wait.
Procedures by Congress.
Approval. I don't think it's going to be in there.
I don't know.
Whatever.
That'd be cool to get it by state, but I'm sure Texas is the next most.
Oh, yeah. It's the second biggest state, I think. Oh, or maybe New York.
No, I doubt it. Uh-huh. Just because they have, as big as their population is, they have so many less, like, so much less area to represent, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but I don't think it's by area. It's by population. The House of Representatives is by population. It's not by area.
Let's see.
Like, I guarantee you, New Jersey has more reps than, like, fucking Alaska does.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah. But, again, that's just because it's...
The first thing that popped up right now. How many seats in TD Garden?
There you go.
Under 20,000, if you were wondering, but...
We're boring the people.
Yeah, whatever. Get over yourselves.
Skip up like 15 seconds a couple times and you'll get to what we're looking for. What is this?
I looked up how many seats New York City has in Congress. I think that's state. That's got to be state.
Yeah, right? 27.
Yeah.
So New York.
In the House.
27. Yeah, 27 congressional districts.
Yeah.
So, yeah, New York State has 27 people in the House of Reps. Yeah, man, it's fair. It's fair. It's based on population.
I think it's fair.
It's completely fair.
It's fair.
And that's why...
It represents multiple parts of the population in each state and stuff like that with different viewpoints and opinions and stuff.
That's why I get people like AOC in the House.
Oh, she's crazy, huh? You like them horse memes?
They're pretty funny. Do you think she's hot?
I think she's attractive.
I think she's very pretty.
She's pretty, yeah.
From different angles. Sometimes I look at her and I'm like, Jesus Christ. And I think it's because of the teeth.
Yeah, yeah.
But other times, you know, I'm like, no, she's very pretty.
No, I think she's very pretty.
But
this
stout is excellent.
Yeah, I love this. It's great.
Not gonna lie.
Yeah, I haven't been paying too much attention to AOC just because with all the other stuff going on with Democrats right now, she's off the map right now because she doesn't matter.
Yeah, no, she's died down a bit.
Oh,
hold on. I got to bring something up. Fuck this bullshit with the election and impeachment, all this bullshit. Again, it's all a fucking smokescreen to turn Americans against each other instead of turning us against the government, which is the real fucking enemy. They're the enemy of Democrats and they're the enemy of Republicans and Libertarians and Green Party and everybody. Dude, last week they fucking reauthorized the Patriot Act. Which allows the government to listen to your fucking phone calls and go through your emails and all that shit. And it got swept under the rug in the media because they'd rather cover the fucking impeachment story. Like,
oh my Lord.
Fuck George Bush. Fuck George Bush. He's the one that authorized that. He's not going to get impeached. No. I don't know why the fuck they have to do this. Okay. He's not getting impeached.
Even if he's found guilty by whatever. Who's trying him right now? Is he getting tried in?
He's not being tried at all. They're investigating. That's the thing.
This is a hearing, right?
Yes. And if they were to impeach him, he's tried by the Senate, which is controlled by Republicans. So he's not going to fucking get
it. Yeah, but it has to go through the Senate and then the Supreme Court as well, right?
No.
No, oh, it doesn't.
The Senate is the one who tries him. Okay. They're the ones that decide. And that's the point. It's like, even if something happens, if Trump, like, there's a chance he gets impeached. There's zero chance he gets taken out of office. Zero.
No, there's zero.
It'll be like Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton got impeached.
Yeah.
And he didn't get removed from office.
No.
But the fucking thing, like I just said, that's the problem. Everyone's focusing on fucking impeachment and all this other bullshit. And it's like, meanwhile, you have Democrats and Republicans agreeing, oh yeah, it's okay to keep spying on the American people and reading their emails and tapping their fucking phones and recording them without... What happened to the Fourth Amendment? Dude, what the fuck happened to the Fourth Amendment?
I don't understand. Like, it's fucking bullshit. I'm sick of this garbage.
Dude, fucking George Bush, piece of shit. Everyone in the Senate, pieces of shit. These people are scumbags. Like, and again, and the media is the worst fucking culprit in this. They don't cover it at all. All they care about is the fucking impeachment. Who gives a shit? You have Americans' legitimate fucking rights being infringed on. Like, the Patriot Act is as unconstitutional as it fucking gets. And you have these fucking cunt fucking Republicans. Oh, it's for national security so we can monitor terrorists. Fuck you! It's none of your fucking business to read my emails and listen to my phone calls. That is unconstitutional and you should be fucking tried and put in prison.
Absolutely.
I think...
Absolutely. 100%.
100%. I think anybody who voted yes to authorize the Patriot Act should be removed from fucking office for breaking the Constitution.
It's bullshit. It's like, so wrong, it's not even funny. They can look at anybody the fuck they want.
Yep, doesn't matter. They have fucking... I hate them. I hate everyone in the government.
It's fucking terrible.
And that's why we need to break people out of this goddamn this binary shit of Democrat and Republican. It's two sides of the same fucking coin. They both want to control you. One's just more communist, and the other one is not fascist at all, but more fucking big government, just not as bad as the Democrats.
They want government control. They want the money.
Yeah, they want their version of big government, which is just slightly smaller big government than the Democrats. And it's like, they all suck. Stop voting for Republicans and Democrats. Fuck. Vote for Libertarians. Vote for the Green Party. Not that they're fucking freedom loving, but just stop voting for those two fucking parties.
Yeah.
All they want to do is control you. And I mean, if you want proof of it, look up the reauthorization of the Patriot Act.
Right.
Passed fucking without a problem. Meanwhile, they can bitch and fucking always fight each other about the budget, about the border wall, all this bullshit. But when it comes to, hey, should we spy on Americans? Oh, yeah, no problem. Bang, passes it.
Yeah.
Fucking.
And the media don't cover it at all.
Nope, it didn't get any coverage.
And the media is the biggest culprit in all of this. Because, like, the media is there for us, right? They're there for the people. Or they're supposed
to
be.
That's one thing. I agree with Trump 100% about this. The media is the enemy of the people.
Yeah.
All of them. Right now, Fox, CNN. Like,
they're just spreading the word of the...
whatever political... either the Democrats or the Republicans.
They're paid to spread the word of. That's what they're doing.
Yep.
They're not digging up dirt and giving it to the people. They're not doing their job.
That's the whole point. The fucking politicians are supposed to hate you if you are a journalist. They should fucking hate you.
Yeah.
They should despise you because you are trying to destroy them.
Yeah.
Like... fucking the like Fox is completely on the Republican side no matter what fucking CNN, MSN, and every other fucking news source is all on the liberal, on the Democrat side.
Yeah.
And it's just like, what the fuck? Fuck, man.
Goose frapper.
But no, dude, shit like that fucking pisses me off.
No, I understand. It's like, it's bullshit and it's wrong.
It upsets me that something like that, the fucking Patriot Act, can get reauthorized with no media coverage. None. What the fuck?
No one's heard anything about that.
No, nothing. We might be the first fucking place that some of our listeners hear about this.
Yeah.
That, oh, by the way, the American government reauthorized a bill that allows the CIA and the NSA and all these cunts and these unconstitutional fucking organizations to spy on you and read your emails and tap your phones and all this shit.
Through any tech you have, any social media, any platform you have of technology, they can spy on you through.
Dude, I'm really angry.
I don't know, it's bullshit, man. And,
oh, Jesus Christ.
That's fucked up.
Like, that genuinely upsets me, if you can't already tell. Like, it legitimately makes me upset.
It's fucking wrong, and you already said it, but it's a direct breach of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights.
It's a breach of the Fourth Amendment.
Yeah.
What is it, undue search and seizure? Effectively the Fourth Amendment.
Yeah.
And it's like, undo search.
Yeah.
You can't fucking search my shit without a warrant.
Yeah.
You need a warrant. That's the point of the Fourth Amendment.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, these fucks are just like, ah, whatever, fuck it. Well, yeah, we can let... The CIA needs to be demolished. The NSA needs to be demolished. All these fucking people need to go. Jesus Christ. Not to mention, you can bring down taxes, too, if you get rid of all these fucking branches of the government.
You don't have to spy on every one of your citizens just trying to get by and get a fucking job. Like,
you shouldn't be spying on any of them. No. Fuck you, national security. Fuck off. I don't give a shit. I don't care if it's for national security. It's not, you have no right to do that. None. Like, that's the thing. Go up to most people and, hey, are you okay with someone reading all your emails and listening to all your phone calls?
No.
They'd be like, no.
They'd be like, get the fuck out of here.
Why is it that all of a sudden, if it's, hey, you cool with the government reading all your stuff and listening to all your stuff when they're looking for terrorists? And who, first off, that's what the government says. They're looking for terrorists and stuff like that. Who the fuck says that's what they're looking for, other than them?
Right. They could be looking for whatever.
They could be looking for anybody. Anyone who speaks out against the government, shit like that.
They could just be looking for statistics.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
All this bullshit.
They should be looking for stuff that they can use against you.
Yep. And all this stuff about, you see this 10-year transformation stuff going on Facebook and Instagram, stuff like that?
Yeah, yeah. And,
how much you want to bet that that's like the CIA and the NSA getting updated facial recognition stuff for everybody?
That'd be fucked, huh? That'd be fucking tapped. Wow.
Willing to bet that's what it is. That's why I'm not fucking doing it. I'm not doing any of that.
I don't like that shit.
By the way,
I'm not about that shit.
Hey, guys, if you listen to this, I know nowadays everybody tends to use their own personal names and they put all their information on their social media profiles. Seriously, take a second and think, should I actually be putting my first and last name on all these things and putting my addresses and my phone numbers and my email address and everything like that? Maybe take a step and take a second and step back. And be like, maybe I should take my last name off of this. And maybe I shouldn't have pictures of my fucking face on here. Yeah. Or you can, at the very least, maybe go into the privacy settings of all these things. Like Facebook, Twitter, stuff like that. And set it so that people who don't know you legitimately cannot look at your profile.
Yeah.
Make it so they can't look at your profile. They can't see the pages you like. They can't see anything about you. Like, I don't know. People are so... open with all their private information, man.
Right.
Like, their home address. I'm not giving my home address to anybody. Are you kidding me?
Me and James went through my shit a while ago, and I didn't have my home address up there or anything like that.
No.
But
I cleared your shit out, though.
Yeah, it's not just as simple as saying they have to friend request you to see their stuff. It's not, you know...
It's way more.
There's way more to that, and you should definitely go through your stuff and make sure that you're privatized and...
Yeah, remember I made it so that they couldn't that thing that was like, oh, they can track everything that you like so that advertisements will be tailored to what you like.
Yeah.
And it's like, fuck off. Don't tailor ads to me.
No.
Like, it's none of your business what the hell I like.
Yeah, fuck off.
I think I think there's a dangerous precedent being set by our generation, the millennial generation, and Generation Z following us.
Okay.
Of not giving a shit about privacy. And it's going to come back to fucking bite them.
Yeah, like, absolutely. Like, think about people our age now that in the future are going to run for office of any kind whatsoever.
Oh, they're fucked. They are fucked.
Can you imagine all these scandals that are going to come out and shit like that? They are going to get destroyed. And half of it's going to be over absolutely nothing. It's going to be over words that are worthless. They're meaningless shit.
Words. No, you're right.
It's
100%.
And
100%.
Like, it's fucking bullshit.
I don't understand
you,
this.
You gotta be careful what you fucking put out there, because it's just like.
Well, remember back in the day? Do you remember AIM?
Yeah.
You didn't use your real name.
No, it was a.
You used a screen name. A username.
Screen name, yeah.
What changed? Why is it that all of a sudden everyone was like, hey, let's put all of my sensitive information on here? Like, dude, put up fake names. Use fake, like, that's the whole point. You're going online. Right. Anyone can see your shit. God damn, man. You gotta keep yourself protected. Like, for anything. For employment reasons, for shit with the government, stuff like that. Like, just don't put your real information out there. Like, the people that you want to know that it's your profile and stuff, just tell them. Be like, hey, my name on there is this.
Yeah.
So when you see that person posting, it's me. Like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
You thought about that at all since we're having this discussion?
Yeah, I know. I've thought about it a lot.
Do you want to do it right now?
No, not on air. Because that'll be boring on air. But,
Oh, we can pause it and do it and then hop back on.
We could.
Or since we are going to have to stop in a moment, we could do it if you wanted to. What was the other thing I was trying to get you to do on air?
Oh, you wanted me to
join? Oh, you're going to register as a libertarian. You said you'd do it, too.
You want to do it?
Yes! Yes! Will you do it?
I'll do it. I'll do it right now.
All right. We will be back in a moment, guys. I'm going to get him to register in the Libertarian Party.
We'll time it, too. We'll tell you how long it takes to do it.
Yeah, we will. We actually will. We'll give you a legitimate time. We'll be right back, guys. Give us 1 minute. All right. So we fucking lost our entire second segment of this episode.
Yeah.
Like, so you guys just lost a half hour of the episode. I don't know why it was recording, and it just, I don't know. I don't know what happened. But we fucking lost it.
Yeah, it was a bunch of Star Wars stuff for the most part, and a little bit before that.
Yeah, so I guess maybe, I don't know, some people might be okay with it.
Some people might not be interested in it, but, like, if you like to nerd out like us, you might be a little disappointed. But we might talk a little more about that. But anyway, I think where we left off was right before I signed up to be a libertarian.
Yeah, it took Sacco 9 minutes to register.
9 minutes, I timed it, and super easy, and not actually official yet, but, like, I'll get something in the mail. A couple weeks.
But he registered.
I'm registered.
They just have to process it.
So even if you're, it doesn't matter what you're registering as, if you need to register to vote somewhere, you go online, it takes, literally, it'll take you 9 minutes. You know? Not too shabby. But hey, if you're about freedom and, freedom of speech and protecting your rights as an American citizen, help out the party, man. Join the Libertarian parties. Party.
Yeah, don't give in to fascists.
Yeah. No fascism, please.
Sorry, I was pissing.
He was draining the main vein there.
I am really disappointed. That sucks.
Yeah, it sucks.
We literally just lost half an hour of the episode.
You're putting that work. Just, man. You know, whatever.
Some people like it when it's a little bit short. It's not that this episode's short. We're still going to be in about an hour.
I'm still going to be in an hour. Yeah. Or more right now.
No.
Yee.
Right now we're at like 48 minutes. The first one we cut a little short.
Oh, we did. Yeah. Okay. All right. Anywho. I still want to tell you about that thing, so we're going to hop back in where they were cut off, where they don't know about. So I'll start from the beginning of what I was saying. We're talking about deleted scenes of Endgame, right? And a new one came out fairly recently, and you guys can watch it if you want. It's actually a pretty sweet scene. It's a fully finished cutscene. It's not like these ones that are like half CGI or anything like that. It's fully finished. And you might have to do a little bit of searching to find one that's full screen. I did, anyhow. But it's when Hawkeye and Black Widow, Natasha, go to get the Soul Stone in Endgame at Vormir. And when they show up there, the scene starts pretty much the same way. Natasha has like an extra line in there or something like that. And you can see them start to disagree like they do in the original cut. And then they have that fight in the original cut between each other for who's going to sacrifice themselves to get the Soul Stone. Well, in this one, you can see it kind of going that way. And then right when Hawkeye says, I think we're in disagreement about who's going to sacrifice himself, or he says something along those lines, you see a necroplast blast go by one of their heads. And freaking Thanos and some freaking... some of his army show up, and they're fucking firing at him and shooting at him and shit like that, and they show up with a bunch of ships, and they take cover behind some rocks. Freaking Red Skull disappears. He's like, I'm fucking out of here.
You ain't dealing with that nonsense.
No. So they're taking cover, and the Necrocraft pilots get out, the guys that are in Guardians of the Galaxy, and they start shooting those green blasts at them. And they cover it, and Hawkeye's like, all right, I'm going to go left, you go right. And he's like, on three. And he counts to two, and Natasha takes off, and she whips out dual pistols, and she starts blasting away. And she's running up, and she gets lit the fuck up.
Really?
She gets destroyed. Like... he doesn't die, but, like, she gets shot three or four times, and, like, the last blast that hits her, like, literally makes a seeable hole through her shoulder, and then she's just fucked up, dying on the ground. She's right at the ledge of, like, where she's gonna sacrifice herself, and Clint's fucking people up. He's gutting people with his sword, and someone shoots his hand, he knocks his sword down, and he starts hitting people with a knife and stuff like that, and he gets knocked down on the ground. And then Natasha turns around over from over the ledge and looks around, and she sees, like, a blurry, like, vision of Thanos walking towards Clint in the background, and she's like, this is it. And she takes one look at Clint and just kind of, like, she's... And Clint looks at her, and, like, he knows, they both know she's dead already, and she just rolls over the cliff.
Shit.
And I was like...
it's a much more intense version of what happened.
Right? Yeah. I was like... what if that was the scene instead? That's way better than what actually happened.
I think the reason they cut it was probably because it would have been like, well, how the fuck did Hawkeye get out of there? You know what I mean? Like,
it, well, how he gets out of there, they show it in the scene, is when, you know, when that, like, big beam of light goes up?
Yeah.
It's like her sacrifices for him, or he sacrifices her, like, they're in agreement or whatever. So he gets immediately, like, right when that... blur of light comes up, Thanos is right behind him, and he gets teleported to that pool on the ground in Vormir.
Oh, right, yeah.
And he wakes up with the Soul Stone, and, like, obviously he's still just as fucked up as he was in the original one. But I was like, wow, why did they cut that scene?
That's fucking awesome. Holy shit. That,
and you can watch cool. It. It's out there. Yeah. You can see it. It's wicked cool.
That's dope. I was watching some deleted scenes from Empire Strikes Back today.
Were you?
Yeah. I'd never seen them before. It was really cool. Yeah. Or no, not from Empire. Return of the Jedi.
Okay.
Remember when they attacked that Imperial bunker on Endor?
Yeah.
And there's not much resistance. They just go in and take over.
Yeah.
The deleted scenes show the fight to take over the bunker.
Oh, yeah.
And it's cool. And it's not finished with CGI like how you were talking about.
Yeah.
So it's kind of funny. There's just a lot of, like, bangs and pops and just guys dressed as stormtroopers going down. And I was, it was cool, though. It was fun to see, you know?
I'm sure.
That I'd never seen fun. That before. I'm a huge Star Wars fan. I'd never seen that stuff.
That's awesome.
Very cool, man. Very cool. It's on Disney Plus if you want to see. Right. It's all... Go to, you know, Return of the Jedi and click... extras and you'll see deleted scenes. Hmm. And there's a bunch of cool stuff on there that I had never seen before. I think I can take this off of here.
That's awesome. But yeah, there's so many different cuts and just storylines that you can read nowadays of different movies and series and stuff like that, that different scripts that they have written. It's like, wow, that would have been cool. You know what I mean? And
absolutely.
It's awesome.
I'm gonna need to eat something before I leave.
There's food.
Okay.
Some food, anyhow.
Anything. You wanna call it?
Yeah, we can wrap this up.
Yeah. Finish our cigars. We can just shoot this shit off now.
Alright, America.
Alright, guys. Thanks for listening, as always. We'll catch you. Probably next week, I'd say.
Yeah. Probably this coming weekend. Keep on fighting for your rights.
Yeah, man. Do not give up your liberties, no matter what. See, and when I say liberties, I'm talking about legitimate thing. I'm not talking about fucking an idea. I'm talking about, like, literally the Bill of Rights, like the Constitution. Like,
yeah, you have a right to your liberty, your freedom.
Yeah, like, these are not things granted to you by the government. These are things that the government was meant to protect. That are granted to you by the government. They're granted to you by your creator. And it's the government's job and yours to protect them. So do not ever give them up. It's actually something that I really want to talk about. But I think we'll hit it on the next one. Did you hear about that veteran who... We talked about red flag laws before on this show. The police came to his house to take his stuff or whatever, take his firearms. They rolled up on his house with armored personnel carriers. And he, like, live streamed the event through his Instagram.
What?
He was in his uniform in full kit. They showed up at his house in armored personnel carriers to take his guns. And he was like fucking redcoats. And now he's under arrest.
Jeez Louise, man.
Yeah. But we'll get into that next time. If you guys want to do some research on it on your own, look up, I think his Instagram, something like Whiskey Rebel or something like that, and you'll be able to find it. Just search that. You should find it. But, yeah. Until next time, guys. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being supporters of the show. Check out Ballsy. Again, remember to check out, use code LIBERTY to get 15% off.
Yep.
And yeah, we'll see you guys soon.
Happy Peace. Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, guys. Bye.